My alma mater, the University of Florida, is having its first ever National Giving Day, in which they will be asking all students, faculty, and alumni to give a financial gift of at least $1 with the end goal of reaching a minimum of 5,000 contributions within 24 hours. This is a do or die deadline because of the timeline. The Gator Nation will either be victorious or defeated. But with nearly 450,000 living alumni and some 50,000 students, and the minimum donation requirement being a dollar, I'm hoping they will blow past their goal of 5,000 gifts. Before you enter into a do-or-die deadline, analyze the odds, simplify the ask, and use multiple communication tools to make the appeal. Three factors play a huge role in a do-or-die pitching deadline. First, you have to know the odds or the likelihood that you will come out victorious. For example, I will not continue to pitch a client in a media market for TV interviews if I discover there is little to no opportunity or if the majority of stations have already passed. I never pitch all the way to the tour deadline if this is the case. Instead, I get out of the market and replace it with another. Second, when you get down to the wire on your pitching deadline, make your message very simple and crystal clear. One phrase we use with pitching media to elicit a response when up against a deadline is, "Last chance to book this interview," and "Let us know either way if you are interested. This is the last time I'll be contacting you." Also, keep your ask specific to the appeal and simple, such as donating a dollar gift of any size on Gator Nation Giving Day will help move UF's school ranking up to the top 5. In contrast, asking Gator alumni and students to stand up and holler and give a dollar is simple and catchy from a branding perspective, but not specific to the appeal. In other words, I don't know why I'm giving UF a dollar, but if you tell me it's to push the school's ranking into the top 5, now I'm motivated to participate. Third, don't rely on just one form of communication in a do-or-die pitching situation. Use email, text, voicemail, and various social media platforms and messaging tools. Just be cautious to not cross the annoyance line. You don't want to burn a valuable contact on one pitching effort because you will need to pitch that person again for some other initiative in the future. The pitch challenge today: if you are a fellow Gator or just want to be an honorary Gator for a day to practice your pitching skills in a do or die deadline, I invite you to join me this Tuesday for Gator Nation Giving Day to help me and my fellow University of Florida Alumni Association members and board members in this 24-hour pitch for UF. You can check out any of my social media posts on this day under the hashtag AllForTheGators to get some ideas on how to craft your pitch. Who knows, Gator or not? Maybe you will discover a new contact using the Gator Nation card. Or maybe you have your own personal pitching deadline approaching soon. Practice the three-step strategy of analyzing the odds, simplify the ask, and using multiple communication tools to make the appeal. Your goal in a do-or-die pitching deadline should be to alert, inform, ask, stay committed until the deadline, and then completely drop the appeal. False do-or-die deadlines are the kiss of death. If it truly is only a 24-hour deadline, and it really is the last chance, stand up and holler just one last time, then completely walk away to end a victorious pitching campaign.